Mini test. Part 1. Listen and choose the statement that best describes the picture. Number 1. A.
A man is driving a car.
B.
A man is watering flowers.
C.
A man is cutting the grass.
D.
A man is entering a building.
Number 2. A.
Some people are opening a window.
B.
Some people are standing on ladders.
C.
Some people are cutting a bush.
D.
Some people are standing on a roof.
Number 3. A.
Some people are walking down a hallway.
B.
A girl is opening her bag.
C.
A girl is putting up a sign.
D.
Some people are entering a room.
Number 4. A.
Some people are opening a door.
B.
Some people are standing in a line.
C.
Some people are tying their shoes.
D.
Some people are exiting a store.
Number 5. A.
A woman is standing at a counter.
B.
A woman is talking to some people.
C.
A woman is standing in line.
D.
A woman is holding some bags.
Part 2. Listen and choose the correct answer. Number 1.
What time do you close?
A.
At 9 o'clock.
B.
Every day.
C.
On Fridays.
Number 2.
Where is the restroom?
A.
I'm not tired.
B.
On the top shelf.
C.
Just down the hall.
Number 3.
When will construction finish?
A.
You can start.
B.
You'll have to ask Sarah.
C.
I'm not finished yet.
Number 4.
This building is huge.
A.
The owner is coming soon.
B.
The entrance is over there.
C.
It looks big, but it feels small inside.
Number 5.
Who designed this building?
A.
It was designed in 1945.
B.
I have no idea.
C.
It was a library.
Part 3. Listen and choose the correct answer. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Samuel, do you know when construction will finish for this site? I thought it was yesterday.
You're right. Well, I'm not sure. Let's ask Thomas, the site manager. Thomas?
It should end next week. We were delayed because of the rainstorm last week.
I see. I want to show it this weekend to a potential client. Is that possible?
Yes, it should be no problem at all.
Number 1. What problem do the speakers mention? Number 2. Who is Thomas? Number 3. According to Thomas, what happened last week? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
The floors in this office are very dirty. I think we need to hire a cleaning company.
I saw an advertisement in the paper for a cleaning company. Do you want me to send you the advertisement?
Yes. I will also talk to the manager and see if we can make a cleaning budget.
Oh, the manager is out of the office right now. He will be back tomorrow.
Number 4. What does the man say about the office? Number 5. What does the woman offer to do? Number 6. What will happen tomorrow? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation and building directory.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Artwood Designs. When I went there, I didn't see them. I have an interview with them.
They are there, but you have to go through another set of doors. They're a bit hard to find.
Right. By the way, could you tell me where I pay for parking? My car is parked in front of the building.
Parking is free for visitors. Don't worry about it.
Number 7. Why is the man in the building? Number 8. Look at the graphic. Which floor will the man most likely go to? Number 9. What is mentioned about parking? Part 4. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is Angela, the interior designer. I finished doing the price estimate for the remodeling of the new house. I will send an email with the price estimate after this phone call. The budget you gave me was too low, so I went over it a little bit. But I think you'll be happy with the result. Call me back as soon as you read this email.
Number 1. Who is Angela? Number 2. What did the woman send in an email? Number 3. What does the woman say about the budget? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following announcement.
I'd like to announce that starting next week, floors 1 and 2 of this building will be undergoing construction. We are planning to open a store on the first floor next month. I apologize for any noise or problems this may cause. Also, because of construction vehicles, parking will be limited. Please take public transportation to work for the next few weeks. Thank you.
Number 4. What is the purpose of this announcement? Number 5. According to the man, what will happen next month? Number 6. What are listeners asked to do? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following telephone message and room list.
Hi, I saw your website and I thought your place would be perfect for my art exhibition. I have paid the registration fee for the room already. I have 12 paintings I'd like to display. I will also send the content for the pamphlet by this afternoon.
Number 7. What kind of profession does the woman most likely have? Number 8. Look at the graphic. Which room will the woman most likely rent? Number 9. What will the woman send this afternoon?